In today's Leader Feeder, I'm going to share three tips for getting your team to buy into change. The reality is change is constant and it's accelerating. But today's change becomes tomorrow's normal. So as a leader, you'll want to try these three things. One, give change a try. As a leader, you might have personal doubts as to whether the change will work or not. And let's face it, no change comes with absolute certainty. So encourage your team to give it a try before they pass judgment. Number two, make it easier to change. For example, at Disney World, if you have an empty soda cup in your hand and you look around to where the nearest garbage can is, it won't be any further than 40 feet away. Disney has learned something that all of you could probably benefit from. Laziness is the most powerful human motivator of all. And if you can tap into the power of laziness, you can get people to do anything you want. So if you looked at an example for recycling, back in the early days, if you were really environmentally conscious and a greenie, you'd have to collect all your recyclables up, throw them in the back of your van, and drive them to a depot out in the country. Now, recycling rates are near 90% because we've given blue boxes so people find it easier to do what we want. Third, acknowledge all forward momentum. After all, change can be difficult, so it's important to help your team see the progress that they're making. You know, for example, there was a guy who had a full-service car wash, and he wanted to give people a free wash after every 7 paid washes. But unfortunately, people weren't coming back for more car washes. So he was talking to a couple of his friends, and they suggested, print up another set of these frequent customer cards, but this time stamp it 3 times before you hand it to the customer. So now if you can imagine, they've got 3 stamps out of 10 on their card instead of 1 stamp out of 7. The reality was the promotion started to take off because the 3 stamps created the illusion of more momentum towards the goal. So in any change, you want to celebrate all the momentum and progress towards making the goal. And of course, as a leader, you're going to have to buy into change first, then your team members will be willing to give it a try. So getting your team to actually take change more readily and not resist it so much is really one of the cornerstone skills for you as a frontline leader. And if you need more help or more resources, be sure to visit us online at frontlineleadership.com.